The Torah Dvorah is going on to elaborate on some of the midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses in interactions with us, and again, the same way that we are supposed to use those when we interact with others. It says that the midah speaking about right now, we spoke about Titin Emes Yaakov Chesed LaAvram. Now we're speaking about the midah of Asher Nishpata LaAvosenu, the fact that the Ribono Shel took a shvua to our forefathers. Says the Torah Dvorah the following. This is a very, very, I think, clear and very lemaisa idea. Yesh b'nei adam she'enem hagunim. There are people that are in and of themselves not worthy of a lot. There are people that you interact with that maybe because of their own deeds or the things that they have done in their lives are not per se what you call anashim hagunim. They aren't that impressive. And nevertheless, because Baruch Hu mirachim al kulam. Because Baruch Hu has rachmanas, because Baruch Hu tries to take care of everybody, even if they themselves are not independently worthy of it. Uper Shubi Gemara, he comments based on Gemara in Brachos and Davzainim and Aleph, V'chanosi Asher Achon, Amargash Baruch Hu, Otzer Ze Le'osam She'enim Hagunim. That Ribono Shel Olam says, I have a storehouse of items, I have a storehouse of goodness, which is dedicated towards those that are not independently worthy of receiving anything. Yes, Otzer Chanunim, because Baruch Hu knows Seim, knows Seim Lehem Matnas Chinam, because Baruch Hu gives a matnas chinam. Matnas chinam means, even though you don't really deserve it, I'm still going to give it to you. L'fisha amar gash baruchu harei yesh lehem z'chus avos. Since they have z'chus avos, I'm going to give it to them. Meaning, I think something like this. Even though they themselves are not really independently worthy, and on their own, I shouldn't give them anything, since they have connections to previous doros, since they have connections, they have z'chus avos. So, ani nishpati la'avos, I made a shvua to the avos hakadoshim. I made a shvua to the bonus olam that I'm going to do whatever I can to take care of them. Im kein im heyo she'enam hagunim yisku b'shvil she'em mizera ha'avos. Even if they themselves are not worthy of it, l'chol ha'pachos, you know, they have shaychus to the avos. Tishbati lahem l'fichach anhilein v'anhigim atri. And therefore, I'm going to behave with them. Sorry, therefore, I'm going to be sensitive to them. Torah Dvorah here is highlighting an idea of z'chus avos. Let's unpackage things a little bit to appreciate, I think, one or two different ha'aras. The first is like this. It's interesting, he's working off the pasuk in Micha, Asher Nishpata La'avosenu, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions all of the avos individually, they get mentioned in Chumash, sometimes they get mentioned as a group. As an example, in Parsh B'chu Kosai, we're told, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, V'yaf es brisi Yitzchak, V'yaf es brisi Avram Eshmor, V'aretz es kor. And Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, if Yaakov is there, that's great, but if Yaakov's not Kedai, maybe the z'chus avos through Yitzchak, and if that's already not Kedai, maybe the z'chus avos through Avraham. It builds individually. Here we're speaking in a more general sense, everybody together. Derech Agav, in the beginning of Parz Va'era, we have that on some level. It's a normally Melech has a vort. It could be based on a misprint, on a printing error in Rashi, but, I mean, you can believe that if you want. That the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, El Avraham, El Yitzchak, El Yaakov, and Rashi has a comment. Rashi says, El Ha'avos. Wonders, no, Melech, what's Pshat? Avraham and Yaakov are the Avos. What's going on? So on some level, this is not his Pshat, but on some level, we relate to the Avos independently. We also sometimes relate to the Avos as the entirety of all of them, together. What's the difference? So the Maharal writes in Parshas Kosai, in the Gor Aryeh, the difference is like this. When the Ribono Shel Olam is assessing things from his perspective, so he can look at Avos sort of individually and say, okay, is Yitzchak, is Yaakov, is there enough there? Is Yitzchak, is there enough there? If Avram is there enough there. When we, however, are invoking it, so then we don't know what's good enough. We just have to say, like, all the avos together. We have to group them together. So here we're talking about one of the means of Hashem. We're talking about everyone together. Ribono Shel Olam, everything. Give me Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's an entity called the avos. I want the z'chus avos of all of them. And yesh b'nei adam she'enem hagudim. And not everyone is, but they have shaychas, they have connections. Rav Dessler writes in Michtav Milyo, and this is part of the Yisod, that there are multiple levels, theoretically, of z'chus avos. The fact that you are related to someone, so there are multiple levels. Imagine you have a person with amazing, amazing yichas. Amazing yichas. So let's say you are, there's a lot of people with great, let's say that your last name is a Soloveitchik, and there's a lot of Soloveitchik z'chus avos and yichas, you know, that can go in your way. So one level of z'chus avos, if you're more worthy of it, part of the z'chus avos is, I'm mamshich that. Who they were is so impactful for who I am. I'm living their mesorah. I'm living what I received from previous doros. That's one level of aschas avos. You're the Belzer Rebbe. So you're not just saying I'm the son of, but you're saying I'm the son of, and I am the mamshech. I'm continuing a particular kind of orientation. That's one level l'chorav aschas avos. But as the Desra, I believe, points out, Mechtav Meliyahu and Chelik Aleph, what you find here is an additional layer of aschas avos. This is aschas avos where you're not saying Ribbono Shel Olam, take care of me because I'm just like him. Look who he was. Understand, I'm mamshich that. I remind you of him. It's like, I look like him. I'm basically him. I almost did mannerisms. I bring it back. That's not what it is. What it is the following idea. The way that Rav Dessler writes it, this is getting quoted in some of the Farshim here, like the following idea. Let's say you have, there's an item with chains, with a long chain that's connected to that item. So let's say I can't grab bounty. All I see is the chain. The chain itself has no real toeles. It's a chain. I'm not machshiv the chain. What I'm machshiv is the fact that this chain is part of something. This chain has a connection to something. That I not because you're so great, you know, but the shaychus in and of itself, the connection, bischus avos, I made a promise to Avram, you're part of that chain. The schus avos that's here being invoked by Tomer Dvora is a particular kind of schus avos. A schus avos not because you are the mamshech. A schus avos because you are just connected. You have an in. And because I have an in, so that in of itself means that I am covered, that there's something okay with that. That's what it is. In that sense, it's a powerful idea. Now, here's the interesting thing. We sometimes, and here's what Tomer Dvora I think is highlighting, we sometimes believe in a world where some have greater protexia, greater connections than other people do. This guy has amazing schus avos. This person has less schus avos. This person comes from a family of simple people, simple, uneducated, not so pious. This person comes from absolute giants who dedicated their lives to the Jewish people. There are different kinds, different levels of schus avos. We know that's true to Gemara Mesachas Yivamas, speaking in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, that Yitzchak and Rivka, when they're davening, so Gemara tells us that Yitzchak's tefillah is answered and not Rivka's tefillah for children, because Eino Dome tefillah tzadik ben tzadik, but tefillah tzadik ben rasha. There's a certain kind of extra schus that you get. But Tomer Dvori here tells us something which is very, very important, which is, great as you may be, and or say differently, irrespective of who your family is, and Baruch Hashem, we come here from great families, but irrespective of that, it doesn't matter. Because chus avos is a function of anachnu b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That your children, so you're in. You're in. You have this chus avos. Because Baruch Shalom, he made a promise to our grandparents. He made a promise to our grandparents that he's going to take care of us. And even if we're not worthy of it, he's still going to provide. It may not be providing, so last week, as much as you would get if you earned it on your own, but you will always get a little bit. You'll always be in a little bit. Because there was a promise. There was a promise that was there. So is it as good? Maybe it's not as good. But there's chuyos which are present. I do want to just go one step further if that's okay. So chus avos on its own means that we get things. There is still that next layer. So I'm not worthy of it. I get chus avos, which is what do I do with those particular chus avos? You know, what do I do with that? I take advantage of it. I use it well. I use it in a good way. But certainly that's one element of what the Ribbono Shel Olam does, of the way he interacts with this world. How does that play itself out for us? Because Baruch Hu says, even if they're not hagunim, I still want to give over a little bit. Even if they themselves aren't that worthy, they're like an Odessa's lashon. There's just a chain connecting something chashev. I still take care of them. So here, the tie-in is pretty clear. V'kach yiyeh ha'adam. So should this be with a person. Af im yifka birishayim. Even if I interact with people who are rishayim. Not just they lack good things, they themselves are wicked. They themselves are really lacking. I'm interacting with some guy and he's a complete jerk to me. Al yis'achzer kenegdam, don't respond back with cruelty. O yicherpam v'chayotzei, don't fight with them, don't start up with them. Ela yirachim aleihem, be nice to them. Why be nice to them? So far in Tomer Dvor we saw ideas like maybe they do have some good in them. So far in Tomer Dvor we saw ideas like maybe one day they'll end up being better and be patient with them. No. Don't just say, V'yomer, what do I say to myself? Sof, Haim b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. In the end of the day, they are descendants of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. They are their avos. And as many of the Baal Machshav like to speak about, Avos miklal de'ika toldos, the Gemara of the Bakama. They're avos, and we are like the next. We're connected to that. We're extensions of that. Imhim enam ksherim avosehem ksherim vehagunim. They're still going to be taken care of because they're parents for chashev. Vehamivaza habanim. Here's the thing there. Mivaza avos. When I treat children poorly, I'm also treating their parents poorly. If I treat a person in a disrespectful way, I'm making a statement about how I relate to their parents. Meaning the way that we relate to children is in many ways a statement about the way in which we relate to their parents. If it's a person whose parents I have shaychus to, so I feel very strong connection. And if I don't, if I'm mivaza them, so I'm mivaza their avos. It's me'ain, the Torah tells us the isser of leaving a dead body hanging overnight. Because tzelem elokim, that person looks like Ribono Shel Olam. It's embarrassing for Ribono Shel Olam that someone that looks like Ribono Shel Olam is sitting up there and is looking that kind of a way. The same thing is true. It's embarrassing for Ribono Shel Olam. It's embarrassing for the avos hakadoshim. If I treat this guy poorly, ki'ilu I'm treating Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, ki'ilu I'm treating them a little bit poorly. I have to do whatever I can. I want to just be magdir things a little bit. There are Bali Machshava that develop an idea in the following way, and I think that these are two ways of doing it. In the world of we spoke about this a little bit in the writings of Rav Kook when we learned about Tzchus Avos on a Friday, but I'll take a step back for a minute. In the world of connections, in the world of protexia, there are two kinds of connections. Let's say that there is a person wants to get into Harvard, and it's very, very hard to get into Harvard, and the guy is not so worthy of getting into Harvard. There are two ways that the connections go. Sometimes the connections are really explicit and blatant. Everybody knows what's going on. We have a real open conversation about it. Everybody gets the deal. Oh, why is he getting into Harvard? Well, his father is Harvard's biggest donor. He's given this much money. That's why he's getting in. No one's pretending otherwise. It is explicit and it is blatant that this is why you are doing it. That's one kind of protection, one kind of schus avos. There is a second layer of schus avos. This is where it goes like this. No. No one had to invoke schus avos, and we can construct it in a way where it's like a little bit nister, you know, why this guy got in. We're not so explicit about it. Not everyone talks about, it's not called, you know, like this guy's last name program. It's not this guy's last name university. It's that there's a certain kind of you can do it in the more subtle kind of a way. You can do it in the more subtle kind of a way. Those are two elements of Schus Avos. That's something Bali Machshava speak about. Rav Kook speaks about that a little bit. Because Baruch Hu takes care of Klal Yisrael. Sometimes through open and revealed miracles. Sometimes through hidden miracles. Sometimes in ways that we can't always discover. That's how Kosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. It's how Kosh Baruch Hu deals with us. I think if we're digging deeper, that same thing can be true when we are interacting with Anashim She'enim Hagunim. If I'm interacting with someone that is not independently as worthy, so there are really two different ways that I could ki'ilu invoke Zchus Avos. There are two ways that Zchus Avos can manifest itself. One way that Zchus Avos manifests itself is by being pretty explicit about this. You know why I'm having you over, you know, for Shabbos lunch? I have hakaras hatov to your parents. They did something for me. I have hakaras. That's one level of a zchus avos kind of an idea. You know why I'm taking care of you and giving this to you? Because you have family connections. The other way of doing it is somewhat more subtle. It's to say, I'm not going to own it like that. But I know he doesn't deserve to come. I know he's einim hagunim. I know he's not really worthy. But he is b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And because b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, so I'm going to do it in somewhat of a more subtle way. Here's a question which I struggle with a little bit, and I want to reflect upon this out loud. Which is better? Which is the better invoking of Schus Avos in interacting with other people? Let's say there's a guy who I don't know. He learned at the yeshiva, but I don't really know him at all. But I have enormous Akar Satov to his grandparents. Enormous Akar Satov to his grandparents. So maybe we don't have a connection at all. I wouldn't invite that guy over for Shabbos lunch. But I have real, there's schus avos in a certain sense. And then, again, in our mashal of a kind of way. I'm not saying he's a bad person, not a rush at all. He could be the best person in the world, but I don't have that shaychus at all. Is it better for me to go over and invoke the schus avos? For me to say, listen, I know we don't have that much interaction. I know that we don't have that much going, you know, there's that going on. I have a lot of Akar's Tov. I have a lot of Akar's Tov to your grandparents. I have a lot of Akar's Tov to your parents. Is it okay if we invite you, you know, do you want to come for lunch? It'd be a great way for us to express our gratitude. Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is you go over and you say, in a more normal way, okay, I like to invite different people in the yeshiva sometimes. Any chance you want to come over for lunch, you know, or something like that. Is one of them better or not? And here's the tricky thing. There are different layers of Schus Avos. I believe, and maybe I'm off on this, I believe that it requires understanding of which kind of Schus Avos to invoke based on context. Based on context. If it's a situation where the guy doesn't know that he's Eino Hagan, the guy thinks he deserves, I don't think you have to tell the guy, by the way, you should know, I'm fulfilling the Tomer Tvorer's description of the Midah of Asher Nispata Lavoseinu. I know you think that you're really very, very good, and you think that you're great with kids, and therefore you're like, oh, I should for sure have you over, or something like that. You think that my 2.5-year-old has a crush on you, maybe because she does in the weirdest way possible, but let's pretend that she didn't. So if that were true, I'm just saying, you should just know it's real. That if that's there, I say, you know, I'm having you. Schus avos. I don't know. I met your father. He's a good guy. You know, that's what it is. I have a Akar's Tov. Something along those lines. So that would be wildly and deeply off. Wildly off. But sometimes, if a person doesn't know about this Schus Avos, person doesn't have Shaychus, doesn't think there's a reason why, invoking this Schus Avos can be very powerful. Because then what you're doing sometimes in these kinds of interpersonal relationships is being able to say, I know that on one level you may think we have less of a connection. There's actually something here. We have history together. We have history. There's something here. You're laying the groundwork for something. We have history. We don't have the Machayachas, but there's history here. History because of the Avos HaKadoshim. History because of parents. History because of whatever it is. History because your grandparents were great people, and I would love to have you. It depends on the context. So even when we speak about invoking Zuchus Avos, I don't think that there's one way of invoking Zuchus Avos. You don't have everyone over that you have Shaychas to and say, Hani Mikhru Mazum in the Kayim, you know, Asher Shabbat to Lavosenu, you want to come over for lunch today. Afilu Eilu She'inim Hagunim, can we please have you over? You know, I like your, you know, your grandparents at Shaychas, your Simcha Wasserman, even though you don't even know that, I still want to have you, you know, I still want to be. Whatever that happens to be, whatever that is, there's something there. But that's Asher Shabbat Lavosenu. What this means is that something very, very important. How we relate to people is not taloi in whether they are worthy of it or not. No one needs to be deserving on any level of, is he worthy of my respect? Is he worthy of my sensitive behavior? Is he worthy of my care and compassion? Is he worthy of my treating him in a particular way? That is never the question. The question is, wait, if he's worthy, I'll take even more care of him. That's great. But no matter what, he always deserves something. Why does he deserve something? Asher nishpatu lavosenu, the Baruch Hu made a haftacha to the avos, I'll take care of your children, and we model ourselves in moments when you take care of someone who isn't worthy, and you deal with them anyway, and they're a rishayim, and they're evil, and they're terrible, and you are compassionate, and you are patient, it is in that moment that you are like Ribbono Sholem. It's in that moment you're like Ribbono Sholem, these interactions could come up. It's not about does he deserve it or not, he's a Jew? But having to be Yaakov, beautiful thing. I'll do whatever I can to take care of that person. And of itself is enormously, enormously valuable, and I think conveys a couple of ideas that are very, very important. I think the Gra, whenever this part, there's a lot of Torah here about this idea of this Schus Avos, and we spoke about this a little bit, how even if Schus Avos is Batel Bris Avos, and how that works, Asher Nishpata La'Avosenu, the totality of the Avos, they are there for us, and they impact so much. I remember once at a chasana years ago, Rabbi Yamin Kamenetsky, I believe, from Teres Yaakov, South Shore. So I believe it was him who had this line. He was talking, there were two people there, and he said to one of them, he said, oh, he knew his family. He said, I know your family, they're so unbelievable. He said to the other guy, what's your name? And the guy said, his name. He said, no, I come from simple people. And I think Rabbi Yamin Kamenetsky said, if I remember correctly, the equivalent of, I promise you, coming from Rabbi Yaakov is no less of a Schus Avos than anybody else. You know, there's a lot of Schus Avos that comes from being, you know, Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. A beautiful Chevy Keller song if you're into lyrics, but I don't have the koach for that. There's a lot of power of Schus Avos in a way which can be very, very meaningful. The Ribbono Shel Olam should bless us to interact with others who are Einam Hagunim and become the kinds of people that are higher levels of Schus Avos, that are Hagun, deserving on their own. But if not, to know that Ribbono Shel Olam always takes care of us. Have a wonderful rest of your day.